With warmer weather, Missourians are wanting to get back out on the water. The Missouri Highway Patrol began their water safety campaign this year by promoting the Certified Boater Safety Course. Captain John Hotz is the Public Information Director with Missouri Highway Patrol.
What we are looking at is the boating season spring aboard event, and basically it encourages people to take a certified boating education course. And we want everybody to start off safe as possible for the upcoming water season. And we start off with this: if you have not taken a boating class yet, we're recommending that. Missouri law requires everyone who is born after January 1st, 1984, who operates a vessel on a Missouri lake to possess a certified boating safety education card, as well as a photo ID. So that's the first thing we're encouraging people to do, is to take that course if they have not done it. Not only does it provide them with some good educational material, but it helps them to comply with the law as well.
Where can a citizen get registered or certified?
They can actually go to the Highway Patrol website, www.mshp.dps.mo.gov. Look under the training on the patrol's homepage and look for the boat safety and education certification link. And basically what that does is it allows them to do that online if they would like to, but they can also sign up for classroom courses that are provided by the Missouri State Highway Patrol. Those courses are free, but there is a registration required in order to hold a space for the event. And the actual boater ID itself costs $15.
What boater safety issues are most neglected in your experience?
Well, I think one of the big things is, particularly this time of year, is people's boats are, they haven't checked them out to make sure everything's working in proper order. And we see some issues once they get out on the roadway. So we do encourage people to do that. We also encourage them to kind of refamiliarize themselves with their boats. It's been, you know, in some cases 5 or 6 months since they've been out there on the water, and it's good to refamiliarize yourself with those, with the controls, you know, how the boat turns, how it stops, those types of things. We all know that it's not like necessarily driving a car where you can stop on a dime or turn very sharply. There are other considerations there. So we just ask everybody to check those boats out. Of course, children under the age of 7 are required to wear a personal flotation device in a boat. But we recommend everybody, no matter what their age, wear that life jacket. That is very similar to a seatbelt in a car, and it could save your life in the event that you'll have a boating crash. Be aware of what you're doing out there, particularly early on in the season. If there's poor visibility or heavy rainfall, be careful. Alter your driving habits a little bit. Adjust your speed for those conditions. Be on the lookout for any other types of obstructions. And just be careful. We want everybody to have a safe time out there enjoying the water, but we want them to be very safe as well.